Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Somebody's on the phone. Is somebody on the phone with me?
I'm on the phone, Priest.
Munchie's on the phone with me. We there. We live and in color. That was my mood, man. That was called Moody's Mood, man. George Benson, Take Sick, and Pharrell. What is that sister's name? No, oh, that's right. The sister's name. Rochelle Pharrell, yeah. he's some singer that a lot of people never heard of singing positive music. What do you think, Munchie?
Yeah, I was about to say, I never even heard that song. I really liked it.
Oh, man, I got some music for you. I know. See, I wanted to tune you into some of the music I listen to. Like I was just talking to one of my investors a few seconds ago. They just know. And I was saying, see, I'm going to get the people the music I listen to. They said, man, I don't know if they ready for what you listen to. I said, well, guess what? I'm not listening to nothing they listen to unless they do it themselves. If you do the music yourself, I'll listen to it.
That's an idea.
If you do the music yourself, if you do the music yourself and put it on MP3, I'll listen to it for sure. Show me what you got. You know what I'm saying?
We need to do that. I need to get you in the studio so you can teach me how to make this type of music.
No, see, I'm trying to show you that you didn't have to get me in the studio to do that much. You see, you get me. See, when you get me, I do all my stuff like JC, everybody say, I work private, man. I'm one of them private people. I'm scared of studios unless I'm going out to get paid. So when I go get paid, I just tell the guy, push a button. I get on the drums. That's what it is. To see all of the A&R work, artist repertoire, I do that. That's what you're asking me. So I do all that. But I do that out of my office so I can tell people and talk mean to them and tell them, and then we get on back to work. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about the work, Munchie. It's about the work. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the time is going on heavy. Look, I got this song I wanted to play for you, Munchie, for sure, because it's a new year, and I want to get your vocals up. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
I made a little playlist. I got a little playlist I was going to share with you. I was trying to hit you up off the air and be like, yo, check this out. But you're a busy woman. You got stuff to do. How Tim doing over there?
He's good. He's feeling a little better. He's still got a little cough with him, but he is something else.
Okay.
I don't want him to ever get sick ever again in life.
Oh, man. You know, man, look, I got 8 children in the house, so you know who you're talking to. You know what I'm saying? About those things. It takes up all your time. And then if you accidentally get sick yourself, see, because you get sick by accident if you're in charge of stuff. Oh,
yeah,
man, that complicates matters a whole lot, don't it? But,
yeah,
hey, guess what?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell them? Don't tell them then, because some people sick
right
now.
I can't even tell y'all.
But guess what? I got some lime right here. I got the last of the pineapple. I was trying to save for you, Munchie, but we ate all of the fruit that we got for you. So guess what we're going to do now? We're going to go ahead and put this song on right quick, and we're going to let you know for sure. Rochelle Pharrell, man. One of my tunes right here. Check them out.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's what it is. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alico. We got Munchie right here. What you think about that, Munch?
I love the song. It's like one of those songs that you remember hearing when you were younger, but you don't remember where you heard it. I love
it. See, I'm going to get your voice on that. That's where I'm at. How about that?
I think that's awesome. I hope my voice can do
that's
that thing you did at the end.
Hey, wait, guess what? I know, it's gonna work. Cause now I was minding my business, getting my radio show together, and my big sister called me and said, "Yo, your younger sister want to call you." I said, "My younger sister." So this is my younger sister. This is my favorite sister. I haven't talked to her in a minute, but this is my songbird, man. She my songbird, man. Let me get her on the air, man.
Okay.
Yo, P, you still there? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, man, I was just telling the people I haven't talked to my younger sister in a minute, and this is my songbird. She can always sing and put me on the right track. She can sing and just calm me all the way down. I could be mad at the whole world. If she starts singing, that's what it is. What's up, sis?
Nothing. I'm just living some kind of dream.
Oh, well, if you woke and it's happening,
man,
what's happening.
What you know about Rochelle Pharrell? Get out of here.
Well, you know, I went into the music business. I went into the radio business. I went into management. I went into branding. In 30 years, I kind of work with a few people. So I kind of promote their music. I promote their music. I like their music.
And she called me on my birthday. This was like before I moved to Michigan. And she called me and sung happy birthday, and I cried like a baby. I mean,
me too,
because
you still ain't called me. And Look, stop that right there. I don't want to hear about that. You better call the girls. I'm trying to tell your brother trying to get an interview, and that's how we do it, Munchie. That's how we do it in the real world. How about that, Munchie?
I got to love it.
I got to love it, man, because it's my little sister. I ain't going to say little. She old now. Well, she ain't old. I ain't going to say that. That's disrespectful. This is my songbird right here. And I put my girl on, for real. I put my girl on. She said, "Oh, she called me for my birthday." I'm like, this is going to be easy 2022. Let's get on the air and get this music
going. Wait, Ilka, this is me. I lost contact because she called me and left a message on the following year. Well, she didn't call me, but you know me, I'm like moving around, running for myself, right? And then when I listened to her message, she was like, "Queen." She was like, "I'm calling you. I'm calling you on your birthday." She was like, "What's going on with you? What's up, sis?" Then when I called the number back, so I remember the number was disconnected. I guess she moved somewhere else. Yeah, but man, and when she used to have her little talk session on the internet, this was years ago, and she closed that because she had her own website where she talked to people. But yeah, sister's cool. Sister's so, oh my goodness, she is cool.
Yeah, I like
so
her.
So I can't find
her
now.
but guess what? Now your brother can. How about that? You know what I'm saying?
Get out of here.
And because your brother can find her, I'm just going to connect you two so y'all two can hug up and kiss up and she'll come by the show. How about that? Hey,
every
you know, a little smoothie.
Yeah, she still remember me. Just know it. She called me by Queen Manea. Remember the name you gave me, Manea? You gave me that name when you, Ross Padal, and all of y'all came to my house.
Okay.
I remember.
Okay, well, at least you kept the name. I didn't dirty it up. I ain't turning into a bad guy. As long as I don't turn into a bad guy, look, man, I'm supposed to be the example of a brother, so I'm out here
That's
doing
right.
what I'm doing. So, hey, guess what? I got my AA 3 days ago, certified in humanities, right? I got my AA in humanities. Yeah, man, it took me 30 years to go back to school, but I knocked that out, right? And I gotta finish my homework tonight because I started on my BA last night in mass communications.
Get out.
So I'm going in. I'm competing with the children. I told the youngest one, you will have to call me doctor before you get out of high school. What? My children said, why do we gotta call you doctor, Dad? I said, that's good. You can start with Dr. Dad. That sounds about right.
That is.
Hey, guess what? I'm silly. Guess what, man? I'm going to put this song on right quick while we talk about something, man. And here's to Rochelle, man. She got this tune. Check out, man.
You smell something?
You got that weird thing that can't quite be described. Copy the love of the world. Can't get denied. And when you walk into a room, the brothers be flipping all about they swear. Incredible woman, you're still my girl. Sister, you know you got a friend in me. Sharing the power of femininity. You brought my spirit up when everything was loud. Help me to heal my heart and continue to grow. And now I'm feeling so much better that I can do anything I choose. But you in my corner, just can't lose. You know you got a friend in me.
Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. We got Munchie here. We got my baby sister showing up to show the brothers some love out here in Radio Land. Sister, that's the you, fam. That's what's up, baby girl. How about that? That's for you. All right? That's all the times you used to sing to me, you know what I'm saying? Make me feel better, calm me down. Only like a sister can do. That's good stuff, man. Yeah.
Well,
hey, man, so what's going on?
You turned me
Go
into
ahead,
jazz.
Huh?
No, I said you turned me into jazz.
I turned you into gas.
Yeah, you got me listening to jazz, dude. Remember I used to sit outside and like you playing the drums, listen to some jazz music? I remember the first song the first song you hooked me to was Bobby Humphrey. And
okay.
Bobby Humphrey and was it Hiroshima? I can't think of
Hiroshima.
Name.
Hiroshima.
Yeah,
Bobby Humphreys. Bobby Humphreys was a black flute player.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She wasn't getting no love back there in the day. So being that I was a strange kid listening to jazz, I played her music all the time. So people say, "What are you listening to?" Man, I got on my girl. They was like, "Man, that's strange." But guess what? Now the music ain't so strange.
Not at all.
Because see, now you're a black female, and she was a forerunner of playing music that people had to listen to. They had to listen to my girl music, man. It was like that.
Oh yeah.
Munchie, we gonna get you in on this little gag, Munchie, because I haven't talked to my sister in a decade. You know what I'm saying? For real. And
hear me in there.
Yeah, Munchie was my therapist, man. I'd be calling her all the time at night for my personal life and stuff, and I got on her nerves. So now my sister called me. I'm gonna get on her nerves now. That's what it is, man. Cause see, that's what people fail to realize in relationships out here today.
Mm-hmm.
See, every person needs somebody just to talk to. You don't need nobody to fill you up with all that shit. We just want to talk. We'll be like, talk, man. Let's have a whole conversation. How about that? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people don't want
to
do that no more. They don't want to do that no more. I'm like, hold on. Mm-hmm. I know you like me and all that. I like you too, but guess what? Can you help me write this book? No? Okay, well, we ain't going no further. I'm sorry. Cause you have to help me maintain the dream that you got for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. You can't be like, yo, I want $3 million, but you working at Wawa. That ain't working for me. Okay. I'm willing to help you get the $3 million, but you gotta do something with Wawa. You can go buy Wawa. Mm-hmm. We still get some money if you're gonna be the manager. I know a sister She work up at Wawa. She work at Wawa up the street, right? Well, she been there for like 7 years. So when I met her, she was about to quit. She was a clerk. She was about to quit. And I talked to her all the time. I was like, girl, why are you trying to quit? My life, my this, I ain't this. And I was like, look, Sean, look, why don't you go ahead and go to school and be a manager? She was like, I ain't trying to be no manager in this BS and blah, blah, blah. But I said, well, why don't you just go ahead on the school and try to be the manager? So here it is today. Homegirl's the manager of the Wawa up the street 7 years later.
That's nice.
Yeah, I got on her nerves. I got on her nerves for 7 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got on her nerves, you know, she was like, so did you graduate yet? I said, I graduated 3 days ago. She said, well, yeah, you're getting on everybody else as you need to get one of them too. I said, well, I'm working on my second one, Sean. She said, all right, keep it 100 there. So me and the sister, we just talked. We ain't doing nothing extra. I like to see the people succeed. Free coffee don't hurt none either, you know what I'm saying? But who don't like free coffee? who don't like free coffee? Stop playing. Come on. We gonna work together and live together one day. One day we're going to do it.
Yeah, one day.
Come on, man. Come on, Munchie, go ahead. Get on that, man. Don't let my sister do that. Because, you know, you always got my back. Munchie be having my back, man. She be saying stuff and she be getting everybody all riled up. So what's going on today, Munchie? What's the word?
All right. So remember that truck that parked in front of my car when it snowed?
Okay. Okay.
So they were, when it snowed, it was this big F-150, this blue F-150 with some tents parked right in front of my car. Blocked me in even more than the snow. Tell me why that car stayed there for 2 days.
Why did it stay there for 2 days?
I don't even know why. I don't know why. That must have been some good booty that he had got for them couple days that I was bumped in. Because he didn't even go check on his car.
That wasn't no booty, man. That wasn't a booty car.
No, that was booty. That was a booty. You know how I know? Because he ain't even get the ticket until the second day. I went and I checked. He ain't even picked that ticket up until the second day. That's how I know it was a booty call. He would have at least came out and got to know off his truck or something. Like, he ain't even come check up on it. He had to have been laid up.
Dang. You hear that? I personally can't speak on a booty call because up until two days ago, I was married to the same person for 25 years. Now I'm divorced and all that shit. So now I'm going to be married soon enough. I ain't going to be single very long because I don't like the idea of sleeping by myself. That's boring. So a booty call, nah, man. And get a ticket, that's already in the negative. It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. You start taking me into the negative, that's worse than being married.
Right,
you're getting a booty call. Okay, good. Now you got a negative $200. Okay, plus it's a snow day. So you're getting $500 on top of that for parking in the road, right? That's $750. And that's for the car and the truck. Okay, good. So now you got to pay for the booty call, right?
Yep. You got to pay for the booty call.
So now you already just did two G's already, right? Come on. No.
Man, booty call two G's?
Well, I just calculated from... I was married, so I got to calculate the cost of, you know, I came to see you. I left my vehicle out there. So it cost me $250 the first day, $500 for a snow day. They don't give you an extra ticket. That's $750. Right, and then to go see you and have the booty call, you know I got to buy groceries and this and that and all that, right? And then I got to give you some bread and scratch you off. That's two G's I spent for a booty call, and the rent ain't paid yet.
Bro, that don't work no more.
I know. I'm trying to tell you,
the woman take care of the man now.
I'm telling you.
That's how they do it?
That's the problem.
That's how they do it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some of these women out here are so desperate, they taking care of the man. So she probably paid for the ticket and the snow and all that stuff and some food and mortgage rent.
Lord, so look what happened. Don't send none of them needy-ass people over here. Don't send not one of them over here. I don't need nobody to pay my bills. Thank you very much. Nah, man. You needy like that? Oh, hell no. Because that's what you know. You paying all the bills, and what I got to do? Hang out with you? Nah, that's some psychosis or something. Okay?
Well, you
and
know what?
Like
if they want to pay those bills, hang out with them. Some people put on this earth so they can pay your bills.
I'm telling you,
look, man, I can't get in that because during the court business, people actually said in the court documents that I was a prostitute. Okay, and then I was like, yeah,
well,
I was shocked too. A broke ass prostitute. My lawyer said, hold on, man. Hold on, man. Where you put the money, man? Okay, so now, you know, I work in the radio industry. So it's a lot of people around me that got different sexual identities that they can handle, right? So now, in the court document, people said that I was gay. I was like, hold on. So my lawyer read the thing out. He said, hold on. So you gay and a prostitute? Nigga, you better give me my money, man. And I was like, hold on, man. That's serious shit. That's slander, right? That's slander, ain't it?
That's slander.
was like,
that is
damn,
most definitely slander.
Okay, all because I only look for sex from the one person. So I ain't go for none of the tricks or the extra nothing, no side chick, nothing. I just had 11 children with one woman. I thought that was supposed to be honorable, okay? Being broke wasn't my idea. That was some shit that COVID caused. I play that shit on COVID. COVID got everybody effed up, man. Except for the guys that got women taken care of. The guys that, send me two or three of them that can take care of me, man. And tell them that I'm taking care of all my children, so that's about 15 G's a month. They got that, then I'll let them.
Ooh.
What?
Jesus.
Yeah. What? You going to pay my bills? I need, huh?
You need to come back home.
Me come back home? No, hell no. I definitely ain't coming back there. No, I got to stay up
Nobody
here.
Nobody want to come back to Richmond.
No way, man. No way. No way. That's why people are desperate. I ain't going back there. Nah, man. I'm going to stay up here where I can.
My son moved to California, and he was like, I'm going back home. He came to visit for Thanksgiving. He was like, I don't like it here. And his fiance, she was like, she don't want to come here on the East Coast ever again.
What the East Coast don't want them back?
No.
But the thing is that they're doing real good in California, though. They're doing real good.
Mm-hmm.
Up there in Irvine, California.
That's on 101,
I mean, you gotta have money to live in Irvine.
You know I used to live up there.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that. Marin County, Willits, Ukiah, Laytonville, Spy Rock. Yeah, man, I'm famous up there. That's all the other stuff.
I didn't know that. I was traveling everywhere.
Me too. I stay out of the newspapers, though. Did that. But hey, yeah, we got Munchie on the line, man. I'm trying to get Munchie tuned in so we can have an adventure.
Sorry,
you know what I'm
saying? I gotta go make dinner for my husband.
All right, well, look, we're going to talk later on the outside, right? I'm just glad that you called me, sister. It's great talking to you.
Any time. Nice to have met you, Munchie.
Yeah.
It was nice to meet you, too. You too. Be safe and have fun cooking.
I'm gonna throw this song
to you on your way out the door here, girl. I love talking to you. Peace, yeah.
How do I feel?
Hi, this is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Isaac. Munch is in the house. Yo, Munch, that was my songbird there. You know what I'm saying?
It sounded wonderful.
Yeah, man. See, my little sister was my first test subject. And she didn't let me know until just now. Some 40 years later, she let me know that she was actually paying attention in class. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I used to practice all the music I know, I practice on her because she could sing. So I was like, yo, listen to this. Mm-hmm. And she would go and she would try to sing it. And then by the time she was grown, she could sing any, I could just put on any song and she could put it on. And she could just sing it raw. I could cut the music off, she could sing the whole thing raw. So I just triggered her just now. So hopefully I'm going to get her back in the studio and we're going to do a thing, Munchie. We're about to get big, girl. I'm trying to tell you.
You already know. I can taste the avocado toast in the morning. Almost taste it a little bit.
Go ahead. Avocado toast. What else?
Some orange juice. And maybe some lobster bisque. And that's just breakfast. Scratch the orange juice. I want a mimosa, bottomless mimosa.
That's kind of like strong, ain't it? That's like get up, drink it, get up. Okay.
Exactly.
Right? Some people can take it. Some people can take it. I don't know what to do with it much. Hey, but guess what? That right there cheered me up 100%. That means that I know my door is opening. Certain doors have to close so we can go forward. I personally did not know that women are paying men to do whatever these days. I ain't know. I ain't never know that. No, I come from a closed society. You know, we don't live like that much. You know what I'm saying? Much more booty call. Because if you married, what you all doing a booty call? What kind of thing is that? Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so now if you're talking to all single people like, oh, that's a booty call, man. That ain't nothing. And they be like, wow. I'm like, okay. And they find that I'm shocked. And not like I don't know it exists, but me, I don't participate in that because I'm scared of dis-ease. You ever heard of dis-ease?
Hell yeah, I've heard of
it. I don't like dis and ease. No, don't diss the ease. Let me be easy all by myself. Don't bring no extra shit to the table. You know what I'm saying? And for me, my whole thing is the women I have met outside of being married, whenever they approach me, I'm like, I'm trying to have a baby. Instantly, they run. They ain't got nothing else to say to me because that's not their plan. Their plan is to go to the bank. My plan is to go to the bank, too, with my baby. You can come if you want to come. Yeah, because women out here paying men. My sister said, come home. I ain't been home in 30 years. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not doing that. I wouldn't do that. They said, desperate women? Oh, no. That's too bad. I know what? I got a song for that. You know what I'm going to do, Munchie? I'm going to go in a different direction. What? You might educate us tonight. You might educate us tonight, Munchie. I'm just a little black and blue right now, okay? Check this out.
Help me heal these wounds. can fill up a room without a conversation. You can stir up a whole darn nation with your mouth. But before you start to show your indignation about a situation, you ought to take it all in and check it all out. You can create a boom with a catchy information. You can shake up a lot of people if you shout. But before you begin to grin about the success of your creation, you ought to take it all in and check it all out. You can make out a plan with aimless dedication. You can hang up a million slogans in your house. But before you put it into operation, before you man your station, now you ought to take it all in and check it all out. You ought to take it all in and check it all out. Find out what it's all about. You ought to take it all in and check it all out. Take it all in and check it all out. Find out what it's all about. You ought to take it all in and check it all out.
They're saying stick to the script, but there's more to the book somehow. Yelling out the corner just a waste of time. They could never know the truth in that frame of mind. Come spark the track with your gift. God bless your grit, bring it on now. Cause you know there's much more to the script. Try to lift your spirits to the very tip. And life is worth much more to me than you. Maybe he'll ever see life with much more to me than you could ever. The other day, I was afraid of being hypnotized by so many people whose dreams won't begin to be realized. But I came to know the lessons they were told wasn't really so. But they kept telling me, do all the things we do and you be just a good feeling. Life is worth much more to me than you could. Maybe never ever cease to lie. Is worth much more to me than you could. Maybe never ever see. Been crippled to pieces, so dig what let preach and don't come with that hit no more. I'm down for the cause, I mean taking a pause, relive for the time we're given. Baby, can't you hear the drum? Now listen, here it comes. It speaks of a life that's worth living. Life is worth much more to me than you. Baby, never, never see.
much more to me than you could ever.
This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Attica. Munchie's holding it down right now, getting her notes together and all that. Munchie, you know what life is, don't you?
What is life?
It is, like the song just said, it's much more than what people think it is. It's much more than what they think it is. It's much more. So even if we begin to tell each other what we think life is, it's much more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You would have to spend a whole lifetime talking about what it is and what it ain't. But hey, I heard that we got a special guest on the line. You think we need to bring this brother in?
I think it's time.
It is now time to bring this brother in. And ding, 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 this is going on. Peace, family.
Hello? Hello?
Hell is very low. You ever been?
What you say, my man? What you say, King?
You said hell is low.
Yeah, man, and heaven is high.
Christ.
You know how it is? Yeah, hell is low and heaven is high.
You
know how it
is? So, yeah, when you say hell is low, I say have you ever been? Because I've been, I ain't trying to go back at all.
I mean, hell is all about a perception of what you make it. Some people say it's hell on earth, but it can also be heaven, depending on your mentality, you feel me?
Ain't that what we say?
All the time. How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
That's what it is. What's the word, fam?
Man, cooling with the vibe. Just trying to sit here and appreciate these blessings, tranquility, and peace that God has blessed upon my life, and I hope I spread it towards the other ones. And this phone call and then life in general. You know what it is?
Well, that's what we do here on the Listening Room DC. I'm just doing it through the music. So I heard you got some new music out, but I ain't getting it in my email to put it on the show. Ain't that mean to me?
I mean, it's okay. It's all time and the blessings, you feel me? I mean, at the end of the day, I'm gonna get some things for you so you can hear some stuff.
Yeah, man, I want the world to hear it. I'm going to hear it anyway, because by the time you're on the air with me, I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to get to hear the music anyway. But my job is to make the world hear what you got going on and what you're saying and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I can dig it, man.
You know whatever we do in D.C. go worldwide instantly, right?
Man, look, if this where I'm meant to be, if God put me here today, I'm all for it.
I'm all for it, too. I'm just letting you know, put on your safety belt, bro. We about to get it on. Yeah. All right, well, look what happened. Let me get this one song in. We can reason about whatever you want to talk about in about 5 minutes. Stay on the line, bro.
Okay.
Isolation means there ain't no chance. And to increase a little bit of finance, and bills are gonna pile up the sky. To send that boy off to die. Yes, to make you wanna holler out the way they do your life. Make you wanna holler out.
Living Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Silica. We got my girl Munchie over here. That's the inner city blues, darling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It surely is.
You heard that? You heard that song before?
I've never heard that song. Well, okay, I'm gonna say I've heard the actual beat before. on another song, but I've heard music like that before. Usually it's on, you know, jazz films or, you know, black based jazz films. And
really?
And I really do. I admire music like that, for real, because I feel like that's where, like, music, you know, like that old music, it still wanders in today's music. So I can appreciate it.
Okay. Well, let's get Brother Derek on here and see what he got to say about whatever he got to say something about. Peace, Sammy. You got something to say about something we talking about or something you want to talk about, brother? Because that's where we at.
I mean, it's plenty of stuff to talk about out here, you know, but I just want to get a couple of, you know, things off my chest about stuff, some stuff I'm working on, you know, just so I can get a better awareness or just the awareness period of what I'm working on out kings and queens that live in this world that we, you know, reside in. You know, that's all.
Well, get it on, bro. You got the mouth. You got the mic. You got the audience. Do you? I'm in the listening room. I'm in the listening room, D.C. I'm here to listen, bro. I don't do much talking. I'm listening.
All right, so let me give you a background of who I am. All right, so basically, my name's Dirt. Born and raised in Washington, D.C., Southeast area, 1109 Sumner Road, Southeast. Was raised around the farms, was born around Connor Terrace, was really never into the whole negativity aspect because I was raised by a strong black queen. My grandmother, Juanita Woolfolk, rest in peace, she just passed in October of last year. By having her as a strong foundation, it led me to, you know, choosing a more positive and benevolent path in life. Doesn't mean I still haven't had my trials and tribulations and ups and downs in life, basically. So a couple of accolades about myself. I'm a part of Beachy Feet Finest. Everybody who's from D.C. know what Beachy Feet is. I'm one of the top 10 dancers in D.C. I had to work for that spot, but do many of performances and street things like that, though, you feel me? Like, I was able to get to that point, and I just appreciate my dance family. So shout out everybody from Beachy Feet Finest, everybody from the Beachy Feet Kings to the Originals and everybody. Also, I've done background work for, like, HBO shows like Veep. I've done debates. I've done musicals. I've done plays. I've done a couple of books when I was in high school. I mean, my grandma made sure that life, you get more opportunity in life, so why not treat it as if it was the best chance you're ever going to get? So I just took myself on and just tried to dibble and dabble in a lot of things. But right now, yeah, I do music, but my main topic that I like to really talk on is mental health in our community. I like to really focus on that because I think there's a lot of people, kings and queens out there that suffer with mental illnesses that haven't been discussed properly or haven't been, you know, had a phone where they can really express themselves, because we witness a lot of things in our community or personal that we hold inside on a day-to-day basis, which leads us developing anxiety, depression, panic attacks, things like that. Also other forms of mental illness. I wanted to sit here and create a form on my IG. My IG is AYOTTO_WILDN. That's AYEOTTO_WILDN. And I do lives where I talk about different topics of mental health, mental illnesses, things like that. I think I did a couple on self-awareness. I did one on rebirthing. I did one on, I did one on mourning because my grandmother, you know, I think the loss of people special in your life can lead to some form of mental illness that people don't seem to deal with, childhood trauma, things like that. And I wanted to create a safe haven and a space where people can come and not be judged and really, like, talk about these things, you feel me? And who knows who gets on my line, they might have the answer for something that someone may be dealing with, you know? And I'm really proud for that. And that coincides with the clothing line that I'm developing, well, I've developed already, called Alienated Soul, which means, you know, like, there's a lot of people out there who might feel alienated and isolated, like they don't fit in, or they've just been bullied or traumatized from past experiences. And I wanted to create a clothing line to let them know that you're not alone. You're accepted regardless if you feel that. tons of people who feel just like you, you know, that appreciate you, that understand, and that I wanted to create a group of people that just, you know, like, that can feel like a safe haven at home. And once the clothing line picks up enough and I can make enough financially, I wanted to sit here and put money into a community center where those same people can come and, you know, feel at peace. We don't got to worry about the negativity. I want to sit here and say we can get some counselors in there. We can get some type of recreational activities for the kids, you know, some help for the adults. Like, I don't want it just to be for specifically, like, one genre of people. I want to specifically focus on our people because I feel like we've been traumatized a lot, but I don't want to just focus just on us. You know, I want to give everybody the opportunity at, you know, at some type of help. And our slogan is, for the clothing line, is, in a world full of people who feel, who say they're different, be unique, you know? So that's some of the things I'm working on right now, besides the music aspect.
Wow, bro.
Okay, that's,
you said
that's a lot.
You said a whole lot. That's a whole lot, bro. For real, for real. That's a whole lot.
Hey, man. Hey, you gave me an ear. You gave me an ear. I just wanted to keep my mouth in the community. That's all.
Guess what? Now that you said all that, let me show you what you do. You can Google my name right quick. Priest Ilika, I-L-I-K-A. You Google that while we're on the air right quick. See what comes up under that name, right? And while we're on the air. So you'll see a company on there called Holy Trinity Community of Ethiopia Restoration House LLC, something like that. So that company is our family-owned company, and it's a community of like-minded people like yourself, and we do exactly what you just said. So this is our platform called the Listening Room DC, because we listen to each other and we find ways to get real-time solutions. You know what I'm saying? Real-time solutions. Not get back to you tomorrow, nothing like that, but if you got something going on, like mental health issues, that we're always there to talk to you. That's why I said to Munchie a couple of weeks ago, we need a 1-800-ASK-MUNCHIE. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real, man. Because certain people can
not
listen to you and respond to you properly. So I was really wanting to get her into the company that I'm running right here from my office so she could tie in all this other stuff, because when she talks to people, she can talk to you, okay, and direct you to the type of assistance that you need. So that's what I'm saying. Say the Power Family.
I say, I know for a fact she's very enlightened. It's a beautiful light about Munchie, though.
Okay.
About coming on here tonight because of her beautiful spirit that she has.
Well, we want to make sure that she's well protected and all that stuff. So we're just offering our little show to let her be herself without no extra stuff.
I greatly appreciate it, because I'm telling you, I've been seeing a couple of these other podcasts and what they've been talking about, and honestly, I feel like a lot of people are throwing themselves out there and doing a lot of unnecessary things to try to gain some attention. So I appreciate that all of us can come up here and be ourselves, because this is Derek 24/7. He's always talking about mental health and how important it is for our community. And that's why I think that it's important. And he has a strong way of saying things and captivating people and making them listen. So that's why I wanted to get him on here, because, you know, a lot of people, they don't really think, they don't take it seriously. But I'm grateful we all can get on here and be ourselves.
Man, you making me turn purple over here.
Come on. Guess what? Since Munchie said all that, I'm going to throw my little song in there, and we'll be right back at you, man. This is the Listening Room DC, and the truth will set you free. Oh, I love this man.
Myself as a complex man or as someone who is really that hard to understand. So it would hardly take a genius to realize that I've always been a lot too arrogant, a little too fucking wise. I was a combination that made a lot of folks feel duty bound to do whatever they could to try and shoot me down. To head off some of the things that I might possibly say to see if they couldn't take some of my pride away. To bring me disappointment, to teach me to fear it. Obviously these are folks who just didn't have no spirit.
Spirit said, don't give up.
Yes, it's time to stop your falling. You've been down long enough. Can't you hear the spirit's calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Talking about spirit. There are people whose lives are so far off the track that what they like best about life is stabbing brothers in the back. And I was obviously too blind and probably too weak to see who was responsible for my losing streak. The best way to explain it is to say simply because I was looking around outside, and the truth is that I was the one. So I got locked into all of the analysis and found myself locked into a kind of paralysis, and something was calling and I almost didn't hear it, but I spent a lot of time being blessed by the spirits. Makes you say, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. And can't you hear the spirit's calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. Child or an adult, there was absolutely no one I could not insult, so that I could isolate myself somewhere off to the side and continue to juggle all the possible whys. The warmth I once could generate so well had turned into a frozen hell, and all of the discouraging injustices I felt had pinned me somewhere inside a drug-infested cell, where those who told didn't know and those who knew didn't tell, and I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. I could continue to feel sorry for myself. And then I heard, don't give up. Hey, it's time to stop your falling. Yeah, you've been down long enough. Yeah, can't you hear the spirit's calling? Yes, it's the spirit. Can't you hear it? Calling your name, calling your name. Yeah, talking about spirit. Ain't no way overnight to turn your life around. And this ain't the conversation of someone who never falls back down. But no matter how long you've been on trial with the days and the weeks of self-denial, and no matter how many times you tried to make it and found out that right then you just couldn't take it, if you're looking for a loser who found strength and success, remember the spirit of Brother Malcolm X. And know that you can leave all of your mistakes behind the day that you really make up your mind. 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 Come on, brother, pull on up. Stand on up and see. Don't give up. Yes, it's falling, calling on you. You were falling down long enough. Yes, yeah, and can't you hear the spirit calling? Hear the spirit calling. Stop your falling. Yes, and you've been down long enough. Yeah, and can't you hear the spirit's calling? Hear the spirit's calling.
Oh yeah. So we're back on the listening room, DC. I'm your host, Priest Ivica, Monty holding the A. We got Brother Derek in here talking about mental health. Don't give up, whatever y'all do out there. Don't give up.
That's big
fact. Don't give up.
So let me ask y'all a question, right? Because first of all, I'm listening to the songs, I understand that they play along with the show, you know? So I think that was dope. You feel me? Like, that song with the message that we were trying to, you know, talk about today, though. So do y'all have any questions for me, you know? Because I want to hear what y'all, you know, any questions I want to ask from, you know, honestly and transparent as possible, though. So, yeah.
Well, let me tell you how this works on the listening room, DC. See, this is the people's platform. This is where you get your time to say what you're going to say, all of what you're going to say. We ain't even going to stop you, except for a commercial break or something like I just did, you know what I'm saying? And then you say all of what you're going to say. You tell the people where your IG is so they can hit you up. And then you can, you know, be that person that come on there, listen to our music. I'm just putting the music along with what you're saying. Because as an older person, we've been down this road before. So we wrote music behind it and everything. So being one of those wordsmiths and stuff, I just put the music with what you're saying. And I'm just going to be here to support you, Brother Derek. That's all
okay.
I can do.
Okay, all right, so I'm back.
You did a great job. I see no question to ask you, for real.
Well, I guess I keep on then. I'm used to hosting and things like that, though. When it comes to things like being, you know, asking myself and when I'm in school, I'm used to people asking me questions. I'm never used to being, like, you know, being able to get free and just talk about, you know, the passion. This is the first, so you got to excuse me for being, you know, a little,
now,
you know.
For being you. This is the first. That's what the show is about. It's called The Listening Room, D.C. So it's our good behavior that we listen when you speak. We have a rule. We call it rule number one on this show. Rule number one is, for everyone listening, rule number one is when you call in, you are not allowed to mess with anyone's high at all, in the slightest manner. We was high when we was on the air. We will leave you high in our natural form. That means don't disturb our heavens. Don't cause no arguments, no fussing, no fighting, no none of that. Just keep it 100 and we good, bro. That's rule number one. So long as everybody keep it, we good, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. All right, so let me keep the ball rolling there since y'all gave me the floor and talk about this. Like, you know what I mean? So, one of the reasons why I got into mental health and stuff like that is because I'm a product of mental health myself, though. You see what I mean? Let me give you an older one. Right. So, I was raised with my grandmother and stuff like that, though. So I'm going to be completely transparent and vulnerable. You know, she was a beautiful black queen, but she had her name, right? Like I said, I was raised around a drug-infested environment, right? So that being said, at a young age, I was seeing and witnessing things that I wasn't able to comprehend at that age until I got more mature and understand, okay, that's what that was, okay. When I seen, let's just say one time I found an inhaler with aluminum foil wrapped around and it's a rubber band tying the aluminum foil to the inhaler. Basically, it was like a homemade crack pipe type thing, you feel me? Back then, I didn't know what that was. Now, like when I got in my 20s and stuff like that, I understood what that was, though, you feel me? And a lot of other traumatic experiences led me down this path, you feel me? Like one day, like, I was walking to the metro, and I was, like, the guy who would, I would never betray my feelings, you know? Like, I wouldn't talk about what I was going through. I would just, like, put it in a Fort Knox-type boat of emotion and keep pushing forward. And I guess at that point in time, like, life finally broke me. I had my first anxiety attack. And I really thought I was about to die at that moment. You know, I didn't understand. I didn't comprehend what was going on. I'm like, okay. So then they passed. I'm like, all right. Maybe that was just a symptom of something. Maybe that just was around the moment until it happened. And then I started to, like, really take a step back and analyze what that was. And then I found out more. I started to doing research into my symptoms and stuff. You know, everybody Googles what they're going through. And then when they see something, oh, my God, I'm about to die. Like, no, that wasn't my thing. I just wanted to understand and comprehend where this was coming from so I can deroute the problem. So I started researching more about anxiety and depressions and the symptoms and what's the cause and stuff like that. And then understanding that I had a lot of unrooted childhood trauma, you know, and stuff like that. Not only that, but then it formed and it morphed and grew into adulthood, and I was continuing to deal with that trauma, but I wasn't able to release it properly, though, to live a stress-free life. I think a lot of people out here don't know happiness beyond trauma, you know, and I think that's a problem. I think they've been so complacent and so stuck in a place of negativity that they haven't experienced true happiness, like a stress-free, depression-free, anxiety-free, you know, like negative-free life. And I think it's a lot of people out here who experience and go through those type of things, which is why the platform is what it is. And I thoroughly researched my topics before I even started my last, you know. Like, I looked into how grieving can be a part of anxiety, how childhood trauma can be a part of anxiety, you know, like the steps, necessary steps, like what triggers an anxiety attack. Stuff like that, though. Like, I like to go deep into that. And not just about anxiety and depression, but other things and other forms. So, you know, like PTSD and other stuff like that. But in the midst of that, though, I want the conversations to be had. I want them to be good. You know, I want there to be a joyful, borderline nirvana experience for people. I want you to feel good. Like, it's a thing of being lit on your back and stuff like that. I think in the midst of me going through my anxiety, I recorded a song called, like, Real DC, and that's always been one of my favorite tracks. That and a song called Come Down. Come Down. And those tracks when I was in, like, a dark part of life, you know?
I'm getting some difficulty. I can't hear you.
Okay, so it might be my phone. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got you now, bro. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, phone's a little wonky. Excuse me, you know, like, you know, excuse my phone. But, yeah, like, I recorded those songs, like, because I would always hear people putting pain into the music. I didn't get it for that reason, but I wanted to use the music as an outlet, you know? I wanted to use an outlet to where, so, like, I can express myself freely without the fear of what rejection, the fear of negativity, the fear of backlash. I just wanted to do something for myself, you know, like a lot of people, and a lot of people don't understand themselves, you know. They don't understand them true selves. They can't look in the mirror and know exactly who they are. Everybody wears a mask. A lot of people wear masks, and the person who you
but that's a good thing. Excuse
person.
Me, bro. I didn't mean to cut you, bro. That's what COVID did for us. See, COVID did that for us. See, COVID made everybody put on a mask and take off their real mask. Because you couldn't wear two masks. Okay?
Exactly.
Yeah, so you had to put on the physical mask. That suffocated who people was hiding. They were hiding who they really were. So now the mask made it so that you had to breathe in and out your own air. Everybody had to breathe their own air. And some people bust. That's where the mental health issues come from. They bust. They had to breathe their own air. They couldn't believe some of the stuff. I bet you people that said things and did things in the past 2 years, they might not regret none of the actions that they've taken, but they regret a lot of things they said. Okay? because they was holding that stuff in, and they redirected it to people that wasn't even deserving of that bull, okay? And the people that love you is the one that always get your ill intent every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
You're right about that.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to be less. See, I'm trying to be balanced, bro. See, so when I heard you talk, I was like, I ain't got no question, but in reality, this how long we got to do this thing. We could do this thing, okay? Mm-hmm. So now, if you give the people your IG, right, we can continue mm-hmm. this conversation after the show at a certain time and draw the listeners to you over there at your IG, and let's get it on. Let's talk about this thing because it needs to be talked about. You know what I'm saying?
You're right about that.
We're doing it.
You're right about
we're
that.
We're doing it like that. So we're going to push your numbers up and do it the way that you're supposed to do on the radio. Because that's what the radio is for. It's supposed to be for the people.
Mm. So, man. Like, you ain't got to say nothing but a word. My IG is @Otto_Wilder. And I'm going to say it twice. I'm going to say it a little slow because I think when people say it fast, you really can't catch it. So I'm going to say it slow. It's @AYEOTTO_WILDN. Again, that's AYEOTTO_WILDN. And I do mental health talks. And one thing I want to touch on that you said is correct. And a lot of times when people going through stuff, they take it out on other people. You know, like that's one thing I learned is hurt people, you know, is that you seem to have no type of outlet and stuff like that. But instead of directing that energy towards something positive, you direct that energy towards the people that care about you the most. You know, like another thing that I say is loyal people are loyal to people that is unloyal to them. You know,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the things that I peep the most is that somebody that you care about genuinely can treat you like trash, but treat somebody who don't care about them at all like a god. And I don't understand that. You feel me? But
that's the best part. That's the best part. That's the best part. No, that's the best part. When I say that, because now you understand it. Well, you just said it. You said enough of it. So when you say you don't understand it, yes, you do. You peep their card. Okay?
Mm.
The people that don't give a shit about you, you get them all your time and all your effort. The people that's trying to instruct you and show you the right thing, you won't give them 5 minutes of your real time. Because, see, now you really got to change. You really got to change. And the majority of people don't want to change. They don't want to change. Because, see, change only takes a second. You just have to change your mind. And when you change your mind, put it this way. I'm about to put on this song just to go ahead and say what I'm saying. None of us are free. Let's all remember that. None of us are free. Male, female, none of us are free. So that's the illusion right there. None of us are free. Whatever environment we were born in, we just happy to be born. We got air. We're supposed to do something about it. Let me put this song on and get my let me get my truth together while I'm doing this. Hold on.
If you do, you can hear.
that, so that's what my opinion is here on the Listening Room DC. None of us are free. Wanted to thank Brother Derek for his opinion tonight. And you know where we can hit him up at on IG. I see that we got our program director just tuning in. Let me see. Brother Derek, anything else you want to say to us before we do our thing?
I want to thank y'all sincerely from the bottom of my spirit. I don't want to say heart. I want to say spirit for allowing me this platform to talk about myself and, you know, and things that I'm passionate about. And I just appreciate y'all for being a light in a dark time, though. You feel me? So I really do appreciate y'all for that.
Well, that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. That's why I was telling Munchie, this is just part of what we do, because our company, we do it on the ground. We do groundwork. But now the platform for the radio show is to get the people to calm down and let's talk about one or two things and see if we can find some solutions to some of this stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, and bring on the experts that can make it happen and redirect people to people that can make it happen. And this is also the space where we will burn you crispy if you're trying to mislead the people or use them or abuse them or anything. We will pull your coat. We will take your shoes off. We will treat you like you accidentally went to Southeast and don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying? But I reserve that for people that don't know no better, who should know something better. You know what I'm saying? Well, thank you, Brother Derek. I'm going to get my program director in because he going to tell us what's going on tomorrow night, man. That's for
sure. Right,
thank you
y'all.
So much for dropping by, Otto. Bye.
No problem. Appreciate y'all.
Peace. You there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you?
Sir.
How are you?
Man,
all right.
Good night. How are you?
It's a new year.
Hey, Monkey, what's the word?
Hey, what's up? How are you? How was your new year?
All right. It's pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? Didn't do too much. Just took it easy and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? You know, East Coast is, you know, freezing right now. So, you know, just try to stay close to the heat and whatnot. But it was all right. It was all right. You know,
you
had a pretty decent time.
No.
Well, I know, you know.
It's snow down here. It was crazy. I wasn't expecting that.
Well, yeah, you know, we got hit with the same thing up here in New York, but, you know, like I said, the weather's always unpredictable because they say, well, you know, it's going to be 3 to 6, and then, you know, you get out of bed this morning, look outside, and they're like, oh, you know, we got 10 inches. What are you talking about? You said 3 to 6. How we get up to 10?
Right.
Like, geez, all right, well, whatever. But, yeah, you know, well, welcome back to the airways, you know, the first show, all right, of the first, you know, Listening Room DC of the brand new year. So definitely welcome back to the airways. And, of course, welcome to you, you know, because you're our newest addition, the Dirty Basement Radio. So definitely we're definitely looking forward to having a great year with you on board.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I'm excited.
Okay, great, fantastic. Well, tomorrow, you know, I make my reemergence, you know, off of my hiatus. I stuck my head out to Sam briefly. We had a special edition, Dirty Basement Radio, near the end of the year. I big shout out to the great Yuck Mouth for coming through. Had a great interview with him with a surprise call-in from the legendary Razzcast, who also came on the show. So that was definitely a great classic show. If you missed that, definitely go back to the archives of Dirty Basement Radio and check that out. But for tomorrow, all right, my first show back for the 2022 season, I have Miss Fur, all right, my homegirl Miss Fur, artist, actress, entrepreneur. She's going to be in the building. I'm going to have a little sit down with her and catch up with what she's doing. We haven't had a chance to have her on the airways in a while, and, you know, she's been running around doing a lot, so we got a lot to catch up on. And, you know, she's going to be given, you should be able to get a lot of insight from her in regards to both the music and the movie industry, television, because, you know, she's an actress also, has appeared in, you know, a number of different, you know, productions and such. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be an interesting conversation tomorrow. And, you know, we may get into a couple of other little things, too. Y'all know how I do. You know, I'm always getting in trouble, so you could expect that.
Well, they say if you don't start nothing, there won't be nothing. And I know you start stuff, so I guess I will have to be there to make the fire a little hot. I ain't putting out no fires for you this year.
Okay, all right. See, see, priest is already, he done. He said, I'm leaving you out there by yourself, so you better mind your manners.
No, man, I'm going to just make the fire hot. Because, see, right now, like my brother Doug was saying, you know, it's the mental health issues out here that people need to be addressing. So
you
once
ain't
we get
never
into
lying.
Certain things, I'm getting into it, bro. I got something to change. But guess what? That's going to be our Monday show on the Listening Room Philly. That's for the segment, Ain't Shit Funny. Please call in, everybody, because I got something to tell you about. Brother Derek is welcome to call in on Monday night to let the people know in our segment, Ain't Shit Funny. Ain't Shit Funny, man. There's a lot of going on right now. So
you ain't lying, brother. You ain't lying. You are not lying because, you know, I've had a habit of saying over the past couple of years that mental illness is at an all-time high. Mental illness is at an all-time high. And, you know, most of it is undiagnosed. And some of it isn't even, it's not even like, you know, anything clinical. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's just, it seems like a lot of the people that I come across, they just angry. Like, people are just angry. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard to really do anything or really to make any kind of headway with anybody who's constantly angry and upset and aggrieved about everything.
You know what I'm saying? You know where that comes from?
Where?
You know where that comes from?
Where?
That comes from not denying yourselves pleasure. People that feel like they're angry, they have given themselves every pleasure on the earth. They enjoyed themselves. So now they got to the part where something is required from them to continue living. And they angry that the inside of them is asking them to give it up. Give it up. Give up what you was put on the planet to do right now, or you're going to walk around angry for a long period of time. Give it up. You came on the planet to do something. When are you going to get around to doing it?
So why are they angry at everybody else?
Because everybody else has figured that out already and decided, like, I don't care how much shit I've been through, I'm going to figure out that me and the Almighty going to work some situation out where I'm doing what I'm told. It seems to work out better for me that way.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's a perspective we have to consider. I don't know how that dynamic, you know, works out in modern interpersonal relationships, but I guess we'll have to, you know, we'll have to consider that because a
it
lot of the people
out.
That I, yeah, I
it
know,
don't work
I
out.
Know, you know, because a lot of the people don't. I come across that are so angry, brother, are women. They just
well, guess what they're angry about?
They're angry about their bad choices.
I know. I can't laugh at it because see, they're affecting the children. They're affecting everybody. Okay.
You
gotta
laugh.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta laugh.
No, I ain't gotta laugh. But look.
Well,
I
do.
I just wouldn't do it. I am glad to still have my life. I'm glad to still have my children in my face. And under no circumstances am I throwing a woman under the bus. Ever, okay, because I need one. I don't need no trainee or tranny. I don't need none of that shit. I always need a real woman that I can talk to, put my head on the breast, and chill all the way out. Don't never let no man fake you out.
I can hear you, and I appreciate your steadfastness. But being that you said that, this may be a bit, you know, over the top, but I got to say it being that you said it, didn't you just get thrown under the bus?
No, bro. See, listen, the mental health issue was definitely what we were dealing with. So now, in my case, I said, since you want to do what you want to do, please avail yourself of that opportunity. I'm not doing anything to stop you. Nothing. I didn't raise my voice. I didn't argue. Matter of fact, the whole 2 years that I was being separated, I went and got a college degree, bro. I got my degree 3 days ago. That's what I did instead of domestic violence or any of that BS.
Well, nobody said Well, Anthony, nobody, well, I think you threw up a bit of a red herring there because nobody said anything about domestic violence. But, you know,
oh, man, believe me, people got problems where these women that's angry, they got protective orders on them. They got all type of stuff on them and with them. Because
well, you're right. I mean, I
did
something.
They did something.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I was going
to.
Well, some of us, one of us got to go.
go ahead,
brother.
No, what I'm saying to you is that, see, now we done got to the part where we socially don't like each other. We're not helping each other or nothing. Men against women, everything. Everybody got some motive or something, according to people. Now, those of us that's just out here to help, we out here in the middle of a war snatching people out of fire saying, stand right here. Don't go back over here. Come over here. Because mental health requires us to move people around. Okay? I wasn't thrown under a bus, man. I made sure that my people, like I said, I still ain't throwing nobody under a bus. Okay? Because mine gave me 11 children. Straight up. I got my children today. Okay? And all the legal stuff and all that, I don't care about that. The money, they ain't never get enough. They ain't gonna never get enough in America. So that's cool with that. Okay? And like people said, go get you another wife and go get you a nanny. So for me, that was telling me to step my game up. So I was like, thank you. So since they was showing me they ain't have no use for me, I went and got a degree. I'm working on my next degree. I don't have no love interests because I'm busy with building up this business. But somebody going to come and tell a brother, like, put that shit aside. Let's just hug up for 5 minutes. Can I get a... I women. I ain't gonna say no all men or amen. I ain't saying none of that. I'm gonna say I woman. I want a woman to come do that. I want to say no amen or no all men. No man can come do that for me. Thank you very much. That's
well,
my rant. Go ahead, Munchie.
I'm glad that yours gave you 11. I'm glad that the person that you was with gave you 11. Let me say, I can't vouch for my child. Sperm donor, and that's exactly what he was. I'm grateful for my son, but I will say I'm a little angry. I'm going to be honest. I'm one of the women that's a little angry, okay? And I have every right to be because just like you, I just wanted love, right? Well, that man lied. He put on meds and faked the phone. He faked who he was up until I got pregnant. I'm telling you, everything was just different. And, you know, I think that people are really angry because they can't be themselves and they can't tell the truth because they can't live the life they truly want to live, so they have to lie to be someone else. Look, you don't have to lie to be nobody else.
But why
there's
do that?
People out here
why do that?
Well, I think that he did it because, you know, people feel like they can't get what they want.
I'm not saying what he did. I'm saying, look at it this way. Listen what happened. See, you said you were angry, right? So now, you're breaking
it down. I said a little angry, just a little.
A little angry, a little blue. So when you were saying it, I was looking at this artwork I'm painting. And I was saying, well, how about if I put a little blue on that? If I put a little blue on it, it's not going to cover the area that I wanted to cover. Correct? So I got to put a lot of blue on it to cover
it. It depends on how you want your painting to be. If you want a little bit of blue or a lot of blue. I'm choosing to have a little bit of blue. I don't want my whole painting to be blue. Because then now my whole painting going to be sad and I'm going to be overwhelmed with the rage and the anger. You have to, like, reason why I'm not so angry or why I'm just a little angry is because although like I have my son and I'm so that's why I'm a little angry because he makes me so happy or he helps me be so happy. And that's what these women out here need to focus on instead of focusing on all that anger and all that rage and just love the kids out of it, you know, because everybody can't be what you want them to be, unfortunately. And that's why,
well,
you know, but I just want a little bit of blue, not a lot.
Let me tell you a secret. Right? This is my thing I found out. This is a secret. I'm going to tell you really quick. Only you. You're the only one listening. Right? Hold on. Love yourself. Because when you love yourself,
yeah.
Right, you ain't worried about what no next person. I'm not worried about what the next person do. And see, what I learned about this whole thing, it's systemic. It's not like any one person or one man or anybody. Everybody's involved in this. Everybody's feeling it. So now that means that some people out here are causing this mischief to happen amongst the people. Somebody's causing it on a mass scale. So now we're all reacting to it and from it. Okay? Because I can guarantee you this. To get in the bed with a woman, I don't know about a booty call or nothing like that. You can't have on no freaking mask. Whatever you said to the woman to get the goodies, you said it and it worked. So that was not fake. That part right there was not fake. So now whatever else happened.
Yeah, and I believe that.
Yeah. Everything else could be fake after that, but the part where I say, and I'm going to hold on to, is I am a pro-creator. I'm a pro. I'm only doing this thing to breed. When I invest in my time in a woman, I'm trying to put my DNA into somebody that's going to make my DNA be here 2,000 years from now, period. That's how I roll. People can check out the height and history and the depth of that. That's what we do it, okay? So I don't want the women to show themselves like you be angry at some guy. You did what you do. I'm sure my people is angry at me. I'm saying you spend your time angry at me. Get rid of the anger. Get rid of all of that. Don't even worry about none of that. Kick the whole shit to the past and think about it. You still need $1 million a year to live. You better know that. So now if you need $1 million to live, you better act like you know that. You better get your right behavior. Get your right mind straight, and as long as you're around me, then you can get that, keep it moving. But live across the street, though. Cause once you did everything you did to me, I'll buy your house, live across the street, though. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't know. I don't even want to know where you live at. That's not my concern. My concern is to get the best help and the best thing in America, because we all prisoners. We, none of us are free. And as long as we remember that, we will just heal. We will heal. We can heal. We can heal. We can do this. We really can do this. I'm ratting again. DJ Sincere started it. I didn't want to do it, but you made me do it the first show. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Monty, help a brother out.
Man, I believe all of that. I really do. I just, you know, I really hope that men and women can come to the agreement of, you know, just learning to love each other, respect each other, you know what I'm saying, how to talk to each other, because we need conversations to be had. And if we can't talk to each other, then, you know, how is that going to work? We ain't never going to work. It's always going to be some hate. But I say one thing, I can't get with no white man, though. That's a whole other conversation. I just don't see how these girls can do it. Just can't do it.
Well, guess what?
I can't get with no white man.
Let them go ahead. That's part of what they got to do. Okay, while they're doing that, let them go ahead. But I'm going to go ahead and say, we're out of here. That's a good evening. Any conversation that need to be had can be had directly after this. This has been the listener. And I'm going to let you know, tune in tomorrow night to the original Dirty Basement. That's 5 to 7. Be there. Don't be a square. We're going to make some reservations for 2. We out, people.
We're always running, no time for loving. Let's take some time out to know each other again. You know I'll miss you, you're my best friend.
I don't want to lose you, you're the one I'm living for. And I need you. Can't be without you anymore.
Let's make reservations too.
Yeah.